Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big Thing, BigRadio.com listeners, Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. We have a very exciting guest on here today. She's an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, knows everything that you need to know and understand about insurance, Gladys De La Mora Sanchez. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, Cam. Thank you for inviting me and having me as a guest and your show.
Oh, we're just honored that you can come on and share all the wonderful things that you want to share and help our listeners get a handle on the things that they need to become successful in their life and in their finances. Before we even go further, let's get out your contact information. How can our listeners reach you?
I will, first and foremost, my name is Gladys De La Mora, and my office number on how you can get a hold of me is 630-673-1342, or you can email me at Gladys De La Mora, numeric1@gmail.com, if you have any questions in regards to any of the topics that we will be discussing today.
Great, great. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you? From small family, big town, you know, any?
I come from a big family. We're going to start with my grandparents. I have a total of 10 uncles and aunts, 7 men and then 3 women. And then I have a total of four girls within my family. I have 3 sisters. And I personally, myself, I have a daughter. She's 10 years old. And it's been a wonderful experience to have become a mother. You learn things every day, and since she was born, time has just flown away as she has grown so rapidly. So I try to endure every moment that I can spend with her since she was a baby, because we only are in this world once, and I just appreciate her very much, and everyone else that is involved in my life, because they always do some sort of, they always bring some type of beauty in your life. Just like you, Ken.
Oh, wow, thank you.
You're bringing something different.
Don't make me blush on the show, but I could just tell by, you know, how important family is, just by the way that, you know, you described everyone, and you started from the top and went all the way down to, you know, your daughter. So tell me, was that part of what led to get into the business that you're involved in now?
I went to school for managerial and financial accounting. I practiced this industry for about 10 years. I love people and I enjoy people. Everybody that knows me, they know, they call me a strange one because I can talk to anyone. And it's just that I find beauty in every person that I meet, and I genuinely appreciate every person that, you know, because we all have different types of knowledge, experiences, and we all share things that we can learn from one another. So I was at a restaurant. I met this lady named Coletta McHugh, and she was the one that opened my doors to this new industry of insurance, although I did have a seed implemented in me since I was a child. My parents did not speak English when I was a child, so I had to translate all the letters for my neighbors and for myself. So there was this gentleman that knocked on my dad's door and said, "Oh, can your daughter translate this letter?" So I said, "Sure." I will tell you, there were some words in these letters that I did not know what they meant, so I would get the dictionary, figure out what it meant, and then translate it to the individual. So this letter entailed of a coverage, that insurance coverage for his auto, and they were basically telling him that they wouldn't cover his collision. And I had to explain this to him. I said, they're not going to cover your collision. So he said, why? I am paying them every month. I am paying them every month, and I'm on time. I don't understand why. Well, I didn't know why. I had, you know, I was very naive. I was only a child. I was just translating what the letter said. So I said, he's like, what else does it say? I'm like, I don't know. It's just what it says. So he was very upset. And that whole dynamic of what took place there always instilled in me. I always thought, I wonder how this works. So eventually, now I'm older, I have my degree and I have the opportunity to be in this industry. I was working with corporate, and then I decided to become an agent, and that's when I became knowledgeable on why that auto was not covered. And it is very important that what I do within my business, I analyze not what you are, I analyze the coverage of each policy to make it a good fit. So when things like bad things, when you have a bad day, you get into an accident of any sort, that is covered. And before coming on board with the company, I researched that so they make sure that when you have a claim, that they will help the client. Not only are you paying monthly and giving your paying your monthly bill, but also you're going to be getting that payment when you have a collision or a bad day. So that's part of what I do with my insurance agency, Dillamore Insurance Agency. Hello?
So as an insurance financial advisor, that would be part of the process that you use to help your clients?
Yes. Part of the process, I always look at what they currently have. Make sure that also I ask a lot of questions, because sometimes people don't think that things that they might have, they can insure. So there's a whole series of questions that I ask, and then I analyze within their current coverage. And from there, I suggest, give my educated suggestion and of what I think would be great. And then if the person wants to move forward, we move forward then. But there's different process to finding out what type of insurance is good for you. And not everybody is the same. Everyone's different. Right. But to me, the most important thing is the coverage. The coverage that you have within the policy. It's not just going and buying a policy. If somebody's going to come into my office and just say, oh, just give me whatever policy you have, I just want to, you know, when I get pulled over, show the officer so I get away, so that way I can say bye, you know, that I don't get a ticket. I am not the correct agency. I'm not the right agency for that. I am a person that will analyze your coverage and give you an educated suggestion on what I think, you know, it would be right for you. And, of course, you're going to make your decision from that.
What all type of insurances do you offer?
I offer all types: auto, property, life, and currently I don't offer health, but in the near future I am going to do that. Commercial, workers' comp. I also specialty for doctors and things of the nature. Also motorcycles. So yeah. I like that. Extra challenge, and even if we don't offer it, I try to refer you to someone that may be able to help you in that sense. But most of the insurance policies we offer within Dillamore Insurance Agency.
That's good. So if a person wanted to, will they come to your office, or do you go to them? How does that part work?
we make an appointment in my office, and they come into my office, and I ask always to bring their prior policy so that way we can determine if that's a good coverage they have. And then from there, I ask them several questions regarding personal, their belongings, what they want covered. And a good way to get discounts, too, is to always try to have your auto and your home or your renter's insurance all together in the package within for one company, because the companies give you discounts when you have everything together in one policy as a package, rather than having an auto with one company or a home with another company. There is discounts that sometimes are my clients miss that. Not my clients, but overall people don't know, so they miss out on those discounts. And when it comes to me, I do estimates for the packages with the auto, home, the life insurance, and that's the best way to go because you have all discounts.
Mm-hmm.
And also you get discounts in your profession, like if you're a lawyer, an instructor, teacher, and a good driver. There's always, every company has different types of discounts, so it is always good to ask. So that way you get as many discounts as possible.
Wow, that's perfect. You know, because a lot of people really, if you don't know when you're going into a place what to ask for and you have no one there to actually ask you the questions that you need to know to ask, you could wind up getting anything and screwing yourself around after paying for months.
Right, exactly. And, you know, but you do have some clients like that. They just want to, like I said, they just want to have some sort of, like, insurance proof so when they get pulled over. And
wow.
I think that's not the right way to go, because when something happens to those individuals, they're going to be out of luck, you know, because
wow.
they don't have something, a coverage to cover them for what happened. And nowadays, everything's so expensive. Like, just the average, if you have to go to the doctor, you know, for an accident, if you were involved in an accident, it averages from $5,000 to $8,000. So it's very, very pricey. So it's very
now,
important to make sure that, sorry.
No, I'm listening. It's very important. What now? What was your point?
I said it's very important to make sure that all those coverages are in the policy.
Wow, right. Now, when we talk about insurance, sometimes people think like, okay, insurance, that's kind of like an old person's thing. What age would you suggest people start really looking into insurance?
Well, specifically for life insurance, that's something that the younger you are, the better it is, because the less expensive it's going to be. With life insurance, even as soon as one is born, I think us as parents need to consider obtaining a life policy for our children, because it's not going to be as expensive when you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s. Sometimes we tend to go and research for our life policy, so we worry about them when we're in our 40s or 50s, and it's so expensive. It's very, very expensive policy. And the life insurance basically covers any expenses, any medical bills that you might owe if something were to happen to you. Also, death expenses, that's a hard topic sometimes for families to discuss, but it's better to be prepared than putting your family in debt, because if they could, like my dad, for instance, when I was doing an estimate on my father, he's like, why would I want debt? I'm going to die. Who cares? Like, and I'm like, who cares? I'm like, you're going to put all your daughters in debt. What's wrong with you? You know, so I think it's very important that our parents get the life policy, so that way other debts like mortgage, any debts that they have gets covered in their life policy. Not only that, there's also policies out there where you can save money within the policy, and it grows, and you can pass on those life policies onto your children or grandchildren. So there's a lot of exciting things with that.
You know, a lot of people don't even realize what you said about how you need to really think about these things, because you don't want to leave your family with debt. And that happens a lot when people are getting, you know, up to age and they're not prepared. So, I mean, it's almost as if what, you know, one of the things that you do is you educate people as opposed to just selling them a policy.
Right. That to me is more important. And this is why I got into this industry, because I realized that not many people understand what insurance really does for you. And I wanted to, for the minimal difference that I would make, I would want to make that little difference to at least educate and let people know that how important it is to obtain a life policy so you don't leave your family, your kids, your brothers and sisters, grandparents, or, you know, in debt. You never, I mean, we don't know. We don't know how long we're going to be in this world, and it's better to be prepared than not to be prepared.
You're right. You're right about that. Now, I know we've been talking a bit about insurance, but a lot of people may not know that you're also an author. Can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yes, definitely. I have been honored to be being a contributor author for this new phase of Latinos. It's a book that it's all Latina, it's all women, but it's all these professional contributing authors that have been successful, and it's a form of a motivational book that's going to be coming out in June. If you would like more information, please feel free to email me and I can send you all the details. But it's going to be coming out this summer. That book is going to entail a lot of my biography, also different motivation things. There's all these different types of women from different industries that are going to be in this book that we can all learn from something from each and one of them, as they've gone all through different transitions in their life. And, of course, myself and sometimes seeing the paths, the patterns of how people get where they get to, I think it may bring some value to the reader so that way you can see if this is something you like or just a form of motivation. We all need it. We all rub energy from one another. So being knowledgeable on what other people do and the patterns of how things work, and I think it would be a great, great book to read.
Well, it sounds exciting, and especially, you know, to have so many women who are really doing things, because so many of you guys don't really get nominated or are even making the same amount of money that men are making in the workforce, and that's, you know, that's a real shift that's happening, you know, right now. And for you to be a part of that, that's you know, that's an awesome thing.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. And it's not it's different type of industries. We have a lawyer, we have a physical therapist, and just from different types of industries. And the good thing is that we have projects coming up that we're going to be talking to different students, and it's like if you've gotten so far in life, one should never forget where you came from, and to help those other people that are listening to you, and it's like I would say that you should never forget that other generation that can follow and of course help them in any way possible to succeed as well.
Now, you do so much, and just from talking to you, you know, we understand that you handle it all well. You also happen to be a host, anchor for a Chicago Latino TV show?
Yes, I am. I met Jenny Herrera from Chicago Latino TV. She has been doing this show for over a year and a half, and she asked me if I can be part of the show, so I took on the opportunity. My segment is Successful Leaders. Therefore, I interview all these successful leaders within I can do anyone out of state, but this channel is a local channel here in the state of Illinois and also parts of Indiana. But it's a very neat opportunity for me as I get to learn a lot of what a community is all about, and we bring in from realtors, lawyers, doctors, different types of doctors, and it's just very interesting on how they got where they got there, and also because we have a lot of community viewers, and you, when there's events, you see them and they ask you questions. Oh, you know, how there was, for example, there's just I saw this family and they said, well, you know, I saw this doctor on TV. Can you please tell me how did he do or he got and the different steps? So I'm able to tell them, okay, because they don't have any money, they feel like their kid can't go to school or go graduate from a new university. And I said, don't lose hope. There, anything that you put your mind to, you can always do. So if your child wants to be a doctor, I'm going to connect you with this doctor so you guys can talk. And he can help you in the process where for scholarships. Most of the people they bring on board, they all do some sort of non-for-profit. They work with a non-for-profit organization. So they help each individual, which is just phenomenal. And I really, if I try to find the answers myself, but if I don't, I always call up on the people, my network, so they can help me. And everybody is just awesome. We have very good friendships, and they're always willing to help one another.
And, you know, and that's what it's really all about, coming together to assist where needed. And you never know what positive thing may come out of, you know, putting people together, connecting them.
Yes, it's amazing. I think that that it's very important, like, to get out there, to get to know people. Everybody goes through so many things, and I truly value each person that I take the time out of my day to speak to, or they do the same for me. I really do, because you learn so much. Everybody, I know there's some of us, you know, sometimes you hear, oh, that person is so negative. But even if the person's negative, you have something to learn of that person. There's always a positive
to
every person. You know, there's always a positive side to every person. And even if they're negative, there's a reason why they're negative. There's like a story. There's an underlying story at the bottom. And in order for us to learn, is be patient, respectful, and learn from that person, you know. But I think because our life is always on the go, 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 we got to go to work, we don't take the time to think and analyze that person and give them the opportunity and chance to get to know them.
Gladys, can you please get out your contact information again so that people will know how to reach you?
Definitely. My email address is GladysDeLaMora1@gmail.com. My phone number is 630-673-1342. You can also find me on Facebook, either DeLaMora Insurance. I have a page for my insurance agency, and also for my personal page is Gladys DeLaMora, and my website is also DeLaMoraInsurance.com or GladysDeLaMora.org. I also have a LinkedIn page. I would be more than happy to answer any of the questions anyone might have if you just want to find out information about how to go about. Even though, you know, with my insurance company, right now I'm only restricted to help people in the state of Illinois, but I don't mind if people call me from other states just to find out information, and I can guide them, and they can find someone within their local area where they can be helped. I wouldn't mind doing that. I got into this industry to help my community, and I'm here to deliver the difference, as little as it may be.
What would you say for someone who's out there right now and they're thinking about a career in whatever industry? What would be like a couple of success tips or words of wisdom that you could share with them?
It would be to never give up, no matter if it's financially, there's always, always a solution for everything. Always. Always ask questions. Find mentors, whether it be your counselor, whether it be an instructor. There's always going to be somebody out there that is going to give you the light that you need at times when you're going through tough times to help you move forward. But don't ever, ever give up, because there's always solutions to any problem, as bad as it may be, or as there's always solutions for everything that one comes across.
Among those of the success class, I'll call it, because you can't give up. And one of the things that you talked about earlier, how you used to read the letters and translate the letters for, you know, some of the people in your neighborhood and family friends, you had to actually read more. So do you have any suggested readings or anything, or that you read that helped you move forward, like a favorite book?
I love Stephen Covey. He is a phenomenal motivator. I love his books. I think that I've learned from him since I was in college too, when I was reading a lot of these books, was a calendar and a scheduler. We all have issues managing our time.
Wow.
So that's very important that we all do a balance of different things, whether it be family, whether it be reading, whether it be exercising. I think that all those different things is very important in our life so we can move forward. But I can't directly say, oh, you have to do this. We all have to find within ourselves what we like, but it's finding a balance within our own schedule. So I would just write down whatever things that I want to do and accomplish. And in a calendar, I would write by when would I want to accomplish. Set goals for yourself. Set 2-year goals, 5-year goals, 10-year goals. And that calendar, that would be, or the notebook will help you do that. Also, the time frames, like if you have a book that gives you times and per day and like a scheduler, do that. But I can't say specifically what there is to do. I think we all have to find what we enjoy and like and want to accomplish in our lives and just take it, write it down and get this accomplished. Analyze your book or calendar every day before you go to sleep on what you're going to do the following day, so that way within 2 years, you would meet your 2-year goal and so on for the 5-year and 10-year.
Wow, and that's so great, because it really gives a person like purpose, so that like some of the little things don't really get to them because they've already know exactly where they want to be and how they're gonna get there. Gladys, I swear I wish we had more time, but we're rounding down to the last minute. Is there anybody, anything that you would like to thank? And then we're going to be closing the show out.
First and foremost, I would like to thank you for having me on the show, my family, my husband, and for being so supportive of me and all of you listeners. Also, I would like to thank you for your support, and that's about it.
Great. Now, for all of our listeners, I'd like to thank you also for tuning in live online. I've seen that we've had a couple of callers here. But we really just did not have the time for questions because she was sharing so much. Please, for those of you who tuned in later, go back, listen to the archives, listen to the entire interview. And for everyone else, we'd like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Think big, everyone.
Thank you.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.